Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. There's a tiny little verse that the psalmist writes in chapter 46, verse 10, and it's a bit of a popular verse for trying to comfort ourselves or to comfort others. And a lot of folks tend to think this verse means to rest or relax in who God is. But listen to the text. Be still and know that I am God. This verse, it does encourage believers to reflect on who God is, but there is more to this psalm than one verse. And verse 10 is actually more of a wake-up call to be in awe than a gentle call to rest. You know, taking time out of our day to meditate on Scripture and to be silent with listening ears toward God is mentioned in many sections of Scripture, in the Psalms, in Joshua, in Dr. Luke's writings, and so many more. But this command to be still is written in the context of a time of trouble and war. Therefore, we should consider the verse with that context in mind. Being still. Instead of seeing that as a gentle suggestion, the meaning in this psalm leans itself to cease striving or stop. And more specifically in this context, stop fighting and listen to the voice of God. Let's prepare ourselves to meditate, and I'm going to mind the time. And over the next couple of minutes, I urge you to be still so that God could speak into your life. When you find yourself getting restless, utter this to your own soul. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is God. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, you know what? God is our refuge and God is our strength. And the Psalms are for God's people. So today, let's remember that He longs for us to be still, to hear from Him, that He gives us peace, power, and direction for this day, and to know that He is God. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.